This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with the fourth part of our winter book series. Today we'll meet poet Ricardo Mario Amezquita, whose latest book gets the award for the best title in this series, Then She Kissed El Paco's Lips Now, or April in DeKalb. Mr. Amezquita, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
When I read the poems in this collection, I feel like I'm traveling with you through space and time. In some poems, we're in your childhood home in Sterling, Illinois, during the winter. In another, we're in a B-24 bomber flying over Germany during World War II. In still another, we're in two places at once, putting Nigerian oil into our gas tank in DeKalb. I realize you have grouped these poems thematically, but if I were to give an overall theme to this book, it would be place and time are not fixed categories. They're mutable.
That's a very good characterization.
Well, how do you view space and time when you're writing poetry?
Well, I view it as dream traveling and time traveling put together.
How do you dream up a poem?
There's two ways or three ways. One is I begin with the idea of remembering a dream, and then sometimes there's no end to the dream, or I woke up before the end of the dream, so I have to make up the ending. And sometimes it's the other way around. I start out with an event of the day, and then I slide into a memory of a dream.
Iconic people figure in some of your poems. In Frau Monroe, you observe how Marilyn's image has been commercialized. I'd like you to read Frau Monroe and give it a brief introduction.
I believe this was back in 1995. I was in a doctor's office, and I saw this Time magazine. I'm not sure if it was the back cover, but it was a advertisement for a Mercedes-Benz. And I just thought it was kind of strange to see Marilyn Monroe being used as a marketing device. Frau Monroe. Marilyn, when was your icon bought by the Fourth Reich? On back of time, in doctor's office, I saw the Mercedes-Benz trademark circle where your beauty mark used to be. Who sold your beauty? Why was I not told? Do the chance of it doesn't matter awaken them twice a night? How did I discover Mars on my footsteps this morning? Tell me. Tell me before throttle clouds swallow yellow butterflies.
That line about the chance, it doesn't matter, reminds me of a quote from the producer of one of Marilyn's films, Love Happy. Lester Cowan is responding to critics of Marilyn Monroe who say her face lacks expression. And Mr. Cowan answers, quote, "It doesn't matter about her face. Every man who wants to see her wants to jump her," unquote. That line seems to resonate with how her image has been used to sell things.
To be honest, I didn't know that. And if I did, I probably, it was in my subconscious mind if it was there.
Oh, that's interesting that the reader can pull a meaning out of one of your poems that's unintentional.
Correct. This is maybe the beauty of poetry because it's more concentrated, and at the same time, it's very accessible at many levels.
Near the beginning of our interview, I remarked about your book's title, Then She Kissed El Paco's Lips Now, or April in DeKalb. This title poem for your collection is near the back of it. I'd like you to read this one as well because I have questions. Who was the young woman you see while driving? I'd like you to tell me a little bit about her and the man who comes up to her before you read this poem.
Well, there was this coffee shop called Mr. Crumbs, and I used to go there to have some morning coffee and maybe something to eat. And one day I was coming out into the parking lot in the back. There was this young lady, and she's someone that I would see walking. And also the local legend, he had been around longer, I believe, than I've seen him. And I always thought of these two people maybe meeting and falling in love. I think this was my attempt for a love poem. I do mention a comet called Haobop, and it was at that time. Of course, I do use a little play on words, El Paco's lips, like apocalypse. Then she kissed El Paco's lips now, or April in DeKalb. A young woman leaning against brick wall, her hair undecided blonde or brunette, chanting towards Polaris this early afternoon, discovers my glance. Her club foot swinging out, landing straight, she wanders in side view mirror, eating bagel the wrong way. On collision course with Forever Bum Scholar, local legend number 12, who existed on coffee and ciggies for the last 5 years, and for some hail-bop reason is sporting clean-shaven face with usual backpack, I hold my breath, driving slowly.
The apocalypse, El Paco's lips, a play on words there. What does apocalypse look like to you?
Well, I guess I think of creation ending. My idea of how do you deal with death would be to embrace it. And in a sense, she's kissing the lips of the apocalypse. I just felt that the title told the story and you had to read the poem to understand how it happened.
Ricardo Mario Armesquita is a poet who lives in DeKalb. At WNIJ.org, you can hear him read a few more poems from his latest book. Thanks so much for sharing your poems with us.
Thank you for having me here, Dan.
Next week, we wrap up our winter book series with Kelly Daniels' memoir, Cloudbreak, California. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.